It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. It's the Big A Morning Mess. Thanks so much for joining us today. Megan is sick, which we knew was going to happen because her boyfriend was sick.
He was out.
Speaking of kissing each other, I have this good friend who's, let's just say he's not the luckiest with the women.
Okay, I was like, I wonder where this is going to go.
No, I'm not kissing him or anything.
Okay.
Let me just say, he's not the luckiest with the women. And every now and then he'll do something I guess he thinks is romantic.
Okay,
but it's not romantic. And he said, it's kind of like, I told him to call in for Blown Off, but he's like, no, I don't want to be on your damn show. But basically, here's what happened. He was dating this girl, or they were out or whatever, and I guess she was talking about something, and he interrupted her mid-sentence and just kissed her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Right? Like, she's talking and he comes overwhelmed with feeling. So he grabs her and he kisses her. No, she got really mad. She got really mad and said, "What are you doing?" And he said, I wanted to kiss you. She goes, "You're not even listening to what I'm saying." Yeah. And she was basically like, "Oh my God, you've been sitting there just thinking about, like, making out with me. You're ignoring what I'm saying. It's like you're not even listening at all."
Yeah, that doesn't go over well.
Right. And so he said to me, "I thought it would be like romantic, like in the movies when guys are like, just shut up and kiss me, that kind of thing." But apparently women don't like it when you shut them up in any way, shape, or form,
no,
even with a kiss.
Usually if you say, just shut up.
Well, would you just shut up, please? That's not romantic at all. But I don't think he said that. He grabbed her like while she was talking and kissed her.
He said it with his actions.
Right. Like, I don't want to listen to you anymore. So I'm going to stick my tongue in your face so you'll be quiet. Which I guess in her mind is what happened.
Right.
It seems like, here's the thing. If it were Ryan Gosling doing it, or Brad Pitt, or who's the other hot one, Jared Leto, all these hot dudes that women like, I think they probably wouldn't have a problem with it.
Right.
But if it were like an average guy, like me, potentially you, like, what would you do if your girlfriend, you have a girlfriend.
Right.
If she were like talking or something, you just grabbed her and kissed her, what do you think her reaction would be?
Because we've been dating for so long, she probably wouldn't be upset. But if it was like the first time.
Oh, you think she'd be more upset if it was like the first date or something?
I think so, because now she just kind of expects me to do that.
She expects you to like...
We've been dating for a while, so she expects me to give her a kiss every once in a while. But
I thought the opposite would be true. Like, if it's the first time you kiss her, if it's the first date, then it's like romantic.
Yeah.
Then it's like a story like, oh my God, he grabbed me and kissed me and it was so romantic. But if you're like, I've been married for 15 years, and if my wife were like telling me what to do and I kiss her, she'd be like, what are you doing?
Go take out the trash.
She'd say, I'm trying to tell you, about the kids' day. Why is that turning you on? That kind of thing.
Yeah, that would be a little weird.
She's like, we're sitting here talking about the kids' report cards, and all of a sudden you're overcome with romance? What is that? 340-9595, 800-475-9595. I think there's a lot of things that people, that dudes think are romantic, but really turn out to be creepy.
Yeah.
Like, showing up unexpectedly someplace.
And pretty much anything from any 50 Shades of Grey.
Okay, well, yes.
Only romantic in the movie.
Having your own personal red room of pain in the basement? That a little creepy, Justin. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. Ladies, is it annoying when a guy just grabs you and kisses you while you're in the middle of talking? Angie from the Southside, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, sweetie. How are you?
I'm doing much better now. What'd you want to say to this dude about kissing his girlfriend, like just grabbing her while she's talking and kissing her?
Okay, this is Aunt Angie. I'm going to give you guys some auntly advice.
Okay.
See, timing is everything. It's not what you do. It's how you do what you do. And it's a matter of what was she talking about?
Right.
A woman would love for a man to just reach over and grab her and give her a kiss, but not mid-sentence when you're talking about the death of your parent or some serious conversation.
Yeah.
So, keep doing it, guys. That's what we want. Don't let us fool you. But it's a matter of when you do what you do.
Okay. Got it. So you actually have to listen to the conversation for something that's lighthearted and not too emotional or dark or anything like that.
Yeah. I mean, I think really she might have gotten upset because of what they were talking about.
Right.
Just inappropriate. Not the gesture itself. Let's not get that confused.
Okay.
We like that.
You like it when a guy just grabs you and kisses you.
Of course. course.
Okay, all right, that's good.
Let's not get confused.
Okay, all right, so just timing is all right. That good. Hey, good tip, Angie. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Y'all have a great, awesome day.
You too, man. She's so happy.
She had a lot of coffee.
She must have gotten kissed this morning. Jessica from Middleburg, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. How are you guys?
Great, Jessica. What do you want to say? What's your idea? What's your take on this whole thing?
I don't know. I mean, like, I can understand her being upset, you know, about being kissed in the middle of trying to say something. I don't like being shut up. I don't like being interrupted.
Right.
But, I mean, if I was in, like, a serious conversation, like, with my fiance, I'd be, like, really mad. But I don't see why she'd be too mad. I mean, I think that's, like, probably every girl's dream, you know, to be, you know, just kissed out of nowhere, you know,
yeah,
like that whole romantic scene. So I probably, like I said, I mean, I'd probably be more giggly and like, oh my God, then, you know, I would be mad.
You'd be giggly and maybe she just doesn't like the guy.
I was going to say, I think it depends on how much you actually care.
She's like, right. Ew, get away. Are you married? Do you have a boyfriend? What's your particular status?
I'm actually engaged.
Oh, you're engaged.
Yay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. You know what else I find could go either way? Sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad. Is if like your girlfriend is taking a shower and you decide to like join them,
yeah,
without right invitation.
That like, could,
like that could either go really well or it could totally backfire on you.
Right. Like you just have to weigh if
there's
you're
some
to
protocol
take the risk
that a lot of guys miss on that.
We need like a book.
You should just like let the girl invite you. And, you know, if the girl invites you, then it's okay. But if she doesn't, just like stay away from her and let her do her thing.
They never invite.
They never invite. All right. that's different because I feel like women would say, here's the thing. Women are going to be like, what are you waiting for? You need to take charge. You need to be a man.
Right.
So then you go into the shower and they're like, what are you doing? Get out. I'm trying to shave my legs. Hey,
we're
thanks.
Interesting people.
You really are. That is one way to put it. Hey, Jessica, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Dear Mark, you are cordially invited to the shower. That never happens. Ava, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Doing great, Ava. What do you want to say about this whole thing?
So personally, I'm not a huge fan of that.
Yeah.
I know that if I was in like a heated conversation, you know, I don't want some guy like pulling a Noah from the Notebook and just right out
see,
me.
But see,
irritating.
I mean, doesn't every girl want Noah from the Notebook? Because I mean, I feel like they do. Like you're a bird, I'm a bird. Let's fly away and poop on people's heads and stuff.
I mean, I personally don't think that crap's real. That's not gonna happen.
Okay, but see, here's the thing. What if it did? What if a guy did that? Would you be an ally and get? I mean, well, I guess she got mad at him too.
I mean, personally, if it was not a heated conversation, I think I might be okay with it. But
yeah.
I guess it kind of depends on, like, the situation. Because if we're, like, arguing about something that's serious, I don't want him trying to take the easy way out and, like...
That's what, oh, now I get it. No. You will sit here and you will listen to me yell at you. You will not... I get it. Hey, thanks for calling, Ava. Amy from the South Side, good morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
Great, Amy. What do you want to say?
I just think that maybe he should take that as a sign, because I don't know very many girls who would pass up a spontaneous kiss. So, I don't know. Maybe that was...
Really? We just talked to like 9 of them on the phone.
I don't know. A spontaneous kiss to me, do we have to pencil in affection now? I don't know. I just think that nobody would pass that up.
You feel like that's something that someone would jump on?
Yeah, totally. Affection and a spontaneous affection at that. I mean, if you get into a routine of consistent, like, I love you, and hugs and kisses, but it kind of loses its meaning. But spontaneous ones are like, hey, man, something important is going on, but not so important that I can't love you at this very moment.
Oh, that's a good way to look at it, too.
Yeah.
You know what? That's a good outline, too. If a girl gets mad at you, you just say, I know that what you were saying was important, but nothing was more important than my love for you.
I'm saving that.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks, Amy. Yeah, we appreciate that.
Keep that trick in my back pocket.
Yeah, I'm going to use that later tonight.
There you go.
I'll be like, I know it's important, but nothing's more important than my love for you.
And they'll be like, ew, what's wrong
with
you?
Yeah, my wife would throw up, I think. But I'm pretty sure.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.